are back, and we are joined by Jeff O'Brien, attorney Jeff O'Brien. He's a lawyer extraordinaire over on K-Talk, and he's extraordinary in many ways. Now, what did you think about the extraordinary thing that happened at the Oscars? I had mentioned, Jeff, I watched King Richard while the Oscars was on. Go over, check my phone, see what happened, where Will Smith slapped Chris Rock, who, by the way, could take a slap because he didn't go down. And no doubt in your mind, some people thought it was fake. I don't think it was fake. You don't either, right?
No, I do not think it was fake. If you look at the uncensored clips that were aired by other countries, the whole back and forth and the swearing, back and forth afterwards, this was absolutely real. This was not something that was staged. No way.
Now, you also were telling me about a couple of tweets you saw. The two best, and yeah. I agree, they're
yeah,
phenomenal.
The two best, one of them was, this is literally why Will Smith got shipped out to Bel Air, a reference to the old Fresh Prince of Bel Air show.
Yeah.
You remember the song, he got into a fight in Philadelphia, and they shipped him out to Bel Air.
Yeah.
And then secondly, someone said, thank goodness that Chris Rock didn't insult Alec Baldwin's wife. You may not be here today to...
That one is... That's savage.
Yeah, I hear Chris Rock is not pressing charges, but I did read something. My wife actually pointed out to me this morning. She said that there was a story going around overnight that Will Smith could theoretically lose his Oscar because what he did violates the code of ethics of the Academy. And so, he went up and did the speech and apologized, and you got teary eyed when he did it.
But he
won Best Actor for King Richard, which.
But he did not apologize to Chris Rock.
No, he did not. He apologized to the Academy. Yeah. He did not apologize to
okay.
the guy that he smacked in the face. So
take his Academy Award away. It will be remembered till the end of Academies. I mean, that would mm-hmm. make it even bigger. It would be like mm-hmm. Shoeless Joe Jackson and Pete Rose for not being in the Hall of Fame. They're remembered
yeah.
as much as anything for not being in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, go ahead and make that move, yeah. you stupid little Academy.
The whole thing is really unfortunate. You mentioned you were watching King Richard. You know, I've seen King Richard. We went and saw King Richard in the theater. That's a hell of a good movie.
Terrific.
And now it kind of takes away from the moral messaging that he was doing in the movie when he's out smacking guys in the face for making jokes about his wife.
Well, he was going to go try to shoot some of these guys who were roughing him up in the movie, and then somebody gunned down
That's true.
The leader of
That's
that
true.
Group. So, he did have a little violent streak there. But I understand Chris Rock, apparently he's gone after both of them before, Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith, at other events and other Oscars, and maybe he just got fed up. And he's very sensitive about his wife's hair or lack thereof. She has alopecia, which, by the way, did I ever tell you... I asked Carl Eller, this is many years ago, why he wears the bad rugs. And then, and he said he had, I felt terrible. He said because he had alopecia and he was losing his hair. And, and Carl's a great guy. But, I mean, it's alopecia, if you have it, it's a very serious and personal thing that, and I could imagine, Carl Eller is one of the toughest guys in NFL history. Imagine mm-hmm. now... Jada Pinkett Smith, a woman with it that, obviously men and women, it's important their looks, but most women do not lose their hair. Many of them, you don't hear much about women going bald. So I understand how that's a sensitive thing to her.
Yeah. No, it was a stupid, if Chris Rock knew about her suffering from that, I mean, it was a stupid joke.
Well, he probably knew. I'm sure he knew.
But the proper reaction isn't to go up and smack him in the face. I mean, it's more of this, mob justice that this country is devolving into.
Well, he could have punched him, Peter. But again, it looked like it was a pretty hefty smack, and he really didn't move very much. Chris Rock, did not go down.
Yeah.
That would have been interesting had he gone down. But Will Smith mm-hmm. doesn't, goes right back to his seat, and it's we go on as usual. But it's been. It was probably the only thing that it not probably it was the only thing that got me to switch over and watch the Oscars. So
yeah, I still do. I watch the clips on Twitter. We were watching some our weekly shows, including the latest installment of the Lakers series, the Magic Johnson one on HBO. I'm not switching over to that from that to the Oscars.
No. And I got them both in. I got the very end of the Oscars in because I wanted to. I didn't know if Will Smith at the time had won the Oscar yet, so I wanted to see mm-hmm. if he'd win. Mm-hmm. I put it over just in time to see the Jessica Chastain win and then Coda win for Best Picture, and it honestly was boring to me, and I don't know what. Who's the woman that was the co-host of that thing last night?
Amy Schumer.
Amy Schumer. I didn't understand where she made the comment about, you know, she's throwing it to Anthony Hopkins and mentioned something about trans people, which was, it just didn't make sense. But you have to touch every, basically you have to touch on every little hot button for liberals and make sure it gets, you know, it gets credit. Did they ever get Zelensky, by the way? Because I did not, I didn't watch, so I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm thinking no. All right. Now, I mentioned earlier also about the Frozen Four. Two Minnesota teams, Minnesota, Minnesota State, Mankato, facing off in the semifinal. You know, I don't know if that's, is that better? Or I'd love to have seen them in the final, but it's not going to fall that way. But it guarantees a Minnesota team in the final.
Yeah, no, this was the second year in a row where when the tournament started out, there was a theoretical possibility that you could end up with a Frozen Four, an all Minnesota Frozen Four.
Yep.
It looked, after the first round, it was looking good because, you know, we had, we lost one because St. Cloud State lost in the first round. So we could have three of the four. And then, of course, UMD lost to Denver. So, yeah, it's unfortunate. I would have loved to have seen Gophers and Mavericks square off in the championship game, but we're going to have to settle for a semifinal. And then, you know, whoever the winner of Michigan and Denver. But I got to say, in the last couple of years, it's been the East Coast team winning the, you know, the East Coast has done pretty well. I mean, last year, you have three of the four finalists, all Minnesota teams, and the East Coast team comes away with it, right?
Yep.
So it was kind of fun this year. Boston is hosting the Frozen Four, and they're getting no East Coast teams. It's Minnesota, Minnesota State, Michigan, and Denver. So have fun with that. No East Coast teams for, you know, because of Michigan. I never cheer for Michigan for anything, but yesterday I was cheering for them to beat Quinnipiac because I wanted to see a no East Coast Frozen Four. So,
well, you got it. You got what you wanted. So, and now the other thing from the national stage or international stage, our president makes a speech, and, you know, people were saying it was a heck of a speech. Of course, if it's a heck of a speech, he didn't write a word of it and didn't know what he was reading. And he went off script at the very end. And, he created an international incident by saying, on his own, unscripted, for God's sake, this man cannot remain in power, talking about Putin. And immediately the White House had to issue a response saying, basically walking it back. And saying, well, you know, it's not what the president meant. So you cannot even have him use a teleprompter because he's going to have a major gaffe.
No, and the Biden sycophants who are likening this to Ronald Reagan's Mr. Gorbachev tear down this wall. I'm a huge Reagan fan. I've studied that period of history quite a bit. That's offensive to me that you would even compare that. Reagan knew what he was doing. They had intelligence that the Soviet Union was near on the brink of collapse. That came in the spirit of conversation, you know, the summits that he had had with Mikhail Gorbachev, and, you know, Gorbachev being, you know, trying to be more open and fair in the Soviet Union. And if you remember, the lead up to that line was, if you desire openness, if you desire peace, tear down this wall. Right.
Yes.
And so it was in the context of conversations already going on. Now, Reagan was famous, that one plus the evil empire comment. You know, the State Department would take those lines out of his speeches and he'd put them back in. This doesn't sound like it was. This sounds like a guy who was thinking out loud and then immediately his people are walking it back. Reagan's people never walked those statements back because that was the policy.
You cannot walk something back when you start, for God's sake. We know exactly what he meant. And there's no, here's the thing that's amazing to me. Depending on what poll it is, the Fox poll has him in his approval rating in the 30s. I think there was an NBC poll that had him at 40%. Who are these other people? You know, the people that
know.
Still, these 40%. Of people who still think he does a good job. I don't understand it. But there are people that they just, you know, they are absolutely supportive. And there are people who think he's doing a great job. These people apparently don't buy gas or go to the grocery store.
Yeah, these people would be calling for the 25th Amendment to be invoked if Donald Trump said something like this.
Absolutely. So it's interesting times. But hey, a couple of Minnesota teams are in the Frozen Four, so good for that. Jeff, as always, greatly appreciate it. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. Take a quick break. The BS Show will be right back.